Craigle, Polytrack, Wednesday the 27th of May, 8-race program. First race is off at 12:30, a maiden juvenile plate, 1,000 meters. Absolute two-corner contest. Bison Warrior from the Whitehead outfit and the recently gelded Kiki Beauty, Fortune sticks with it. That will be a really interesting race because there was very little between them on their last run. Bison Warrior gets the draw. Kiki U Beauty gets the gelding. Snaith got a very well-bred first-timer in the race, but the comment wasn't that positive, and they're normally very positive if they like horse. Race 2, maiden juvenile plate, 1,200 meters. Liz Hurley, last start was very disappointing, but drifted like a barge. Absolutely took a walk in the betting, was drawn 15 out of 16. And I think you're going to find big, big improvement, and she's the right one here. Sabella, Fortune rode it last time and gets a ride again. Ties up with a De Gilden form with Liz Hurley. Got to go really well. Looks like the big danger. Lady Jerome showed a lot of pace last time and might improve going on the poly. Race 3, maiden plate, fillies and mares, 1,200 meters. Menagerie, cracking two runs. Got to be very hard to beat here, but Boogie looks like a big improvement, number one. I expect that to go really well. Of the rest, maybe Legal Tango and Come Together, ignore its last start, might go well here on the poly. Race 4, maiden plate, 1,000 meters. Highfell Storm, got to go well here. Jason Gates gets the ride again for Dominic Zaki, and I thought was the right one. But Quartermaster, he's been very disappointing, this horse. Best run was on the poly. Gets a 4-kilogram claimer who rode him last time. Maybe there's the right race for him. I would be very careful of Kachal. Blaine Marks Jacobson for Huerson. Backed strongly last time. All types of things went wrong with it. Could improve. Barry's Boy, Fortune for Woodruff. Cape Form, you never know, but I don't think can win. Don Magoo, DeMello sticks with this one, he rode last time. Race 5, Class 4, fillies and mares, they go 1,800 meters. Hodgepodge got 5 points and 2 points for winning its last two starts. Is it as good on the poly? Only the race will tell, but I don't think so. Xena Rose has got cracking form. DeMello rides it, again, very good last run. He's ridden it 5 times for a win in 3 places. Sasha's Dream would go well. Fortune sticks with the ride. That's always a big plus. But the horse they're all going to have to get past is Grand Occasion. Blaine Marks Jacobson claims a 2.5. This horse needed its last run. Polytrack, only thing that could get it is second run. But it has had over a month since its last run. Race 6, Class 4, fillies and mares. They go 1,400 meters. Mystic Rouge won well and got 7-point penalty. But I thought this was a 3-corner contest. Two Happy Fortune, Course and Distance suited, Venica suited. 4, Pour Some Sugar on Me, DeMello sticks with this one. He rode it last time and he's ridden it 5 times for 2 wins and 2 places. Loves the Course and Distance. 18 runs, 2 wins, 12 places. That's 14 out of the 18 has been in the first 4. And then Izibulu. I thought this horse would go well, another Course and Distance horse. And as you see, I really like Course and Distance horses and jockey and horses on the poly track. I think that they make a big difference. Race 7, Class 5, 1,000 meters. Axis Power will go really well here. This is a small profile. Fortune gets aborted, which is a big jockey plus. Drawn 1, everything in its favor. Dangers, Sugarbush 2, third run, looks like an improver. Capellino, number 3, looks absolutely ready, goes well on the poly. All 3 wins have been on the poly over the course and distance. Rock Music, number 4, worth putting in with the 4-kilogram claimer. This is the best claimer around. Cops of Clopsy might improve, got 3 points. Lunch Money definitely would improve here. All the others have got some sort of chance for the back end. Even Trafalgar Square, the old boy, always runs well. Race 8, Class 4, 1,000 meters. Well, Military Command steps out here. He gets blinkers. Zaki on it again. It will go to the front. Catch a Penny and Rainbow Reward will both be chasing it down. And that's the way the last looks to run. The cricket is going to be fascinating. 4 o'clock, who wins the toss might end up winning the game. So, from me, James Goodman, have a good one.